Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got nice and fresh for us this morning?
All right, gentlemen. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a three-hour lunch with Bucks co-owner and governor Mark Lazary on Friday, covered the season, how the Bucks can improve the roster, and he also confirmed their willingness to spend into the luxury tax and an agreement that they'll talk again after Giannis returns from vacation. Now, that's all good, but a three-hour lunch is where I kind of got hung up on this thing here, because I don't like sitting at a table for more than like a half an hour, maybe an hour. But a three-hour lunch is—I mean, that sounds painful.
Yeah, but you never had
$1 billion sitting on that table.
You have never had your ass kissed for 3 hours at a lunch. On how great, you've never been stroked that much for 3 hours, knowing the amount of money that you're looking at. Now you just have to be sold. Can I get good enough players around me to come to Milwaukee? That's what it really. Do I? Am I good enough? Carmelo wasn't good enough in New York to do it.
Nope.
I just bring that as an example. And get a shot because you like Carmelo so much.
That's a surprising example. Okay.
And but how many people are going, yep, I can do it with Giannis. That's the ticket. I'm going to Milwaukee. But didn't he already come out right after and goes, hey, guys, you can stop right now. I'm staying here, man. I'm not a guy to run and go jump on other loaded teams.
Yeah, but after he slept on it for a night, he decided he was going to leave.
He goes, his agent goes, hey, don't ever say that again, ever. We're trying to get you a great deal with the best chance so you can get rings and money. That's the goal, rings and money. Rings and money. You're going to get the money. We need to get your rings.
$250 million contract.
Anyway, yeah. You would have a three-hour lunch, though.
That's brutal,
man. If somebody told you.
What, do you go to a buffet?
So if I'm drinking coffee at that lunch and not alcohol, then I got to up, man. I got a little anxiety. I got to stand up, man. I can't.
Well, 3 hours of booze at lunch, I'd be sleeping at the table.
But
well, we do a four-hour show every morning, Joe. You don't sit still for
you.
Very
no, I got to get. Right, I got to get up during a break. But I can sip if I'm just working on a beer buzz. I'm good for three hours easy, just to sit there and beer buzz and carry conversation and yap. I'm good. Anyway, what else you got?
All right, guys, some good news here for the residents of Miami and South Florida. Zoo Miami is reopening officially today. Limited capacity and safety requirements. You have to pre-purchase your tickets at shop.zoomiami.org. It says you should pre-purchase your tickets. And Zoo Miami members can make reservations online as well. So there you go. Zoo Miami back open here as we are entering into phase two again.
I love Ron McGill. Everybody knows I love and have a crush on Ron McGill. He's one of my favorite people. There's nothing phony about him. Whatever he's done in the past, he's come clean. He's got a little. I like that. I don't know if he's been to counseling or not, but Ron's brutal. We got to have him on tomorrow, man.
Right.
We got to get back to the zoo. I don't have anybody like little kids to take to the zoo, but I just need to walk around the zoo. Is that kind of weird as an old guy just walking around the zoo without kids?
If you are interested in taking a three, almost four-year-old to the zoo, I can arrange that for you.
Would that be kind of weird, me taking
Absolutely
Leon?
Absolutely not. You swing by,
around?
Pick him up, bring him back when you're done. Just make it happen, man. Just
right.
You take him.
Is that weird to go to the zoo if you don't have kids and you just show up as an old guy?
No, that's Disney World. But you will have a kid with you.
All right.
But, yeah, that's Disney World. It's weird when adults go on their own to Disney World.
I know a lot of people.
And people get offended
that,
by though. That. I understand.
But. I think that's the stupidest statement you made, and you made a lot of stupid statements.
Yeah, the whole adults walking around by themselves thing at Disney World weirds me out a little bit.
You don't see it much, do you?
No, you do. You see it more and more. I was actually a pass holder this past year before the world came to an end, but it's just a little strange, the grown-ups walking around Disney by themselves.
Just grab your neighbor's kid or something just to make it look more normal so people are like, why are you two getting in line? Like, don't you have something else to do, you two?
Yeah, like you see two like people in their 30s standing in line for like this ride that I'm standing in line with my 3-year-old to go on. It's just like, yeah, all right.
I don't know if that's weird.
Maybe you guys should go across the street. Universal's fun. Busch Gardens in Tampa's fun.
I mean, there's a lot more weirdos than you think of.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sure they're going to get angry on the text machine right now.
Zach, I take it by your reaction. You and the wife have done it.
Oh, right? Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah, Zach's a total Disney creepo.
Right.
Moving on. Moving on.
Hollywood calling me, that makes me feel better.
It's a huge day for nerds, by the way, guys. Apple is having their big event today. The iPhone 12 is going to be delayed, but they will have an event today. It starts at 1 o'clock our time. Apple Watch 6, Apple Watch SE, iPad Air 4, and something called Apple Air Tags will be released today.
Wow. You want to talk about weirdos? It's the people that stand in line for this stuff.
Are they open, those stores open? Or do you have to order that stuff?
I know Best Buy is open.
Got to pre-order, I'm guessing, a lot of that
yeah.
stuff.
I don't know if the Apple stores are open, though.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I can see you care, though, Joe.
Well, when it comes to technology, I'm struggling to get like 5% out of my phone.
Right, right. Joe's the
of what
one
it's
person.
Capable of doing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you've been struggling with that new phone, man.
Oh, I hate that phone. I'm going to take care. And I keep saying every weekend I'm going to do something about
it.
Right. And I haven't done it.
I know you were sitting there waiting on the iPhone 12. You're going to have to wait a little longer, Joe. They're saying maybe 12. October here.
Oof. Joe, you're going to be all right?
I'm still trying to get all my phone numbers and all my information from the last phone that didn't kick over to the new phone.
How many
so my phone's
phone
naked. It's empty.
How many people in your phone are still named Hollywood?
Yeah, that was a problem with the last phone.
Yeah, I had 7 Hollywoods. I don't even want to tell you. I got a list of all the guys who are Hollywood that you crack up on.
Who,
and
just give me one example of who else in your phone was named Hollywood except
Drew Hollywood. Rosenhaus is Hollywood.
Have you ever asked Drew Rosenhaus to book a guest for you?
No.
When he had that phone, though, he had called me many times thinking it was going to be someone else.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. David Rodriguez, my cameraman. At NBC, Hollywood. That's a weird one.
This is a great game.
I had 7 Hollywoods, and I go, what the hell did I do that everything pops up Hollywood? I get like 7 Hollywoods. And so I was calling thinking it was just you, and I go, hey, tomorrow, did you get this guy? And the guy goes, Joe, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
And I go, who is this? And I go, oh, man, you're Hollywood too? Oh, I'm just.
Who is this? You called me.
Oh,
I'm really old guy frustrated right now. I really am. I got to just. I need somebody that has patience to sit down and just get me caught up, man.
What do you say, by the way, when you call someone by accident and you think they're me? Like, what do you say? Do you just listen? I don't know how to use a phone.
They know. Everybody knows. Yeah. It's been
you don't
my
even
life.
Have to say it. Gotcha.
Right, right.
One more story for you here.
I'm a dumbass. My name's Joe Rose.
Food-related story for you guys here. So Taco Bell is going to be changing around their menu. Remember we did that story a few weeks back?
Don't mess with that menu. That menu's fine the way it is, Taco Bell.
Well, listen to this. So they're going to be introducing a new cheesy gordita crunch onto their menu here, and they are starting this off only in Canada, guys. You're going to have to cross the border if you want to get this, but they are going to be selling bottled wine at Taco Bell, and it's going to be their own Taco Bell brand of wine, and it's going to be called Jalapeno Noir.
No, thank you.
Get it? Like Pinot Noir? It's going to be
Got
Jalapeno
it.
Noir?
Got it.
No, thank you.
You've reached an all-time low if you're buying wine at Taco Bell.
It's going to be under $20 for the bottle.
Right, right.
Why can't they just stick? Why can't everybody just stick with what they do best?
It's supposed to pair very well with the new toasted cheesy chalupa.
Anthony at Runway 84, who's a very successful, one of the most successful restaurant guys, told me just keep it simple.
Right.
And the things that you have, don't do a lot of things, but the things you have, just make them the best. And I agree, man.
That's who he is, right.
Just burrito supreme. Tacos, make tacos two or three different ways.
But that's what Taco Bell does so well, their creativity. I've heard the grilled cheese burrito is excellent. I haven't gotten a chance to try it yet, but I've heard it's very good.
Hey, can I tell you what I had yesterday morning? I've done it like two mornings now. I went from McDonald's for breakfast. I've been going to McDonald's for breakfast.
What was the order?
The loaded one. I like the scrambled eggs and the whole works.
Pancakes. You with the hotcakes?
Yes, I love them. They're good carbs for give me a little something to
And they're
play
soft on those teeth?
That's not funny. That's not funny.
My God.
I thought you could go one day without something old guy. So now pancakes are for old people?
I mean, I just picture my dad. My dad would drive up to the McDonald's drive-thru and order the hotcakes and sausage.
Okay.
So I mean, now when I go, I order an Egg McMuffin, like, you know.
Oh, that's younger. That's a younger
I don't know.
Person,
it's just what I would order when I go, and I've been recently.
So you don't eat pancakes at all? Like if there's pancakes at a restaurant or something?
I do it like a diner or something. I'll have pancakes. Right. But again, like my dad would drive up. That's what he orders. So just that's what it made me think of.
I never, till I started working with you, started thinking about old guy food, young guy food. And I understand I'm an older guy. Old guy.
Joe,
not
hot
older,
cakes are not
old.
For old people. Stop. Don't listen.
It's very possible that most younger people don't even know that that's an option.
That's baloney.
What?
That is baloney.
The 30 and under, maybe the 25 and under crowd, it's possible they are not aware of that.
So I still like my eggs over easy compared to scrambled. Go ahead. That's an old guy thing. I like hard-boiled eggs. Go ahead. Tell me that's an old guy
hard-boiled
thing.
Hard-boiled eggs are okay. You like the runny yolk?
Yeah. Yeah, with my toast.
And you dip your, yeah.
Yeah. That's right, Hollywood. Hey, man. We
throw a little grits in there, too.
I love grits, man.
Cream of wheat.
Yeah.
Cheese grits, man. Cheese grits. I never had grits as a kid. That wasn't a California thing, the grits.
That's
a South thing, man, the grits.
Don't even bring that stuff up. What you used to have
I was introduced. If I told you all the food was introduced by my teammates from the South, and they know how to make grits. Yeah, those guys know how to make grits. All right. AJ Douay, grits head. We got a lot more stuff.
All right,
to
hot
get
cake.
To. 8 o'clock.
The hot Go your ahead. Hot cake take is very lame, Hollywood. Some of your stuff's okay. That is bad. Hot cakes for older people. That's a
I just never started hearing about old food.
No,
versus,
you can make it. You can have it like make a comeback, but I just don't think younger people are aware of the option.
I had steak last night. Is that an old guy thing? All right, we got to go. 8 o'clock hours coming up, man. I'm getting carried away here. You got me. You baited me in on the old guy. You went Century Village on my ass, and you got me. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about my friends at Era Round the Clock. Old or young, it doesn't matter. You're going to have air conditioning problems sooner or later. It sure is nice to have family owned with 100-plus trucks on the road every day. Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company working their butts off. See, there was a standard set a long, long time ago by Lenny and the family, Eric and the rest of them. Heck, Eric gets there early, man. He got old school work. That guy's working. He's there early in the morning, late at night, making sure he got his dad in him, man. It's beautiful. Mike, Chippy, Big Joe, and Brian working their butts off to make sure all your air conditioning problems are taken care of. Trained and certified technicians 7 days a week. I tell you, only when it's hot, but it's hot year-round now. You're going to need air around the clock sooner or later. Whether you need a new air conditioning unit or the one you need to get fixed, we got Rheem air conditioning units ready to go. I just got myself two new ones. They're fantastic. Special financing, very competitive prices to help you. Listen, they're covering all of Broward, all of Palm Beach County. You see those trucks everywhere. Chippy's got them out right now. They carry UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else so you can stay safe. So this summer, whether you need a new AC or repair, duct cleaning, adding insulation, want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it. Air Around the Clock's waiting for you. 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and Air Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.